Okay, I've always wanted to do a podcast. My name is Brendan Jones, and I've just always really wanted to do that and talk about different controversial topics. One topic I've always wanted to talk about since I'm young, I'm a teenager. I've always wanted to talk about teenage, you know, like teenage problems, you know, suicide, depression, sex, you know, anything really in that field or line, you know what I mean? Stuff that you would associate with really only teens. I mean, it can be found everywhere, of course, like sex, anxiety, depression. It can be found everywhere in all different ages. But I feel like since I'm a teen, you know, I can't speak from the experience of, you know, somebody who's 30 or 20, you know, I can't speak for somebody that old. So one topic I want to talk about today and mainly focus on is one of things that I've dealt with before, and I feel like a lot of people have, is anxiety. Anxiety and mainly anxiety, but I mean, depression can be thrown in there a little bit, but they're two different things. So speak about anxieties where we will take this today. So first off, anxiety as a whole, like, what do we think that is? I feel like a lot of people who haven't ever really experienced what anxiety is, they think it's like just something that you can control, and that's not exactly it. I want to go ahead and get that, you know, cleared out. You can't exactly get rid of anxiety. You can kind of just treat it. Does that make sense? You can't really like fully get rid of it. Anxiety can come from many different things. Anxiety can be, you're stressed about something. You feel like you're in a bad situation or something, and you're scared, you know what I mean? Like, it can come from tons of different other emotions that you're feeling that lead up to that one emotion that a lot of people feel. And one thing I also want to talk about is not only anxiety, but how it can mentally affect a person. You know what I mean? How, like, it can affect your mental health. So, anxiety really took a toll on me when I had it. We all have our different stories. I think when I first had it, I was around, let's say, 9. Ooh, that was great. Excuse me. Probably nine. And, like, I didn't know what it was. So, you know, I was really worried about it being, you know, younger and not knowing what it was. Not knowing anything about the word anxiety at that age, you know. I didn't know what it was, period. I didn't even know anxiety was a thing. Never got to truly understand it. The bad parts really went on for 3-4 months. I'd say maybe a little bit less than that, like 2 months or so, 2-3 months. And it got to the point where it was like I couldn't do anything. You know, I couldn't be around friends. I didn't want to be around family. It got to the point where I kind of wanted to be shut up. You know what I mean? Like away from the world. And it really did affect me. It really did. It really took a toll on me physically and mentally. At that, you know, that young, you're not supposed to be experiencing that type of stuff, in my opinion. You know, yet again, we all have our opinions. This is an opinionated thing, debating different things, topics and stuff like that. So, but I believe that young, you know, you shouldn't have to worry about something like anxiety or depression or anything like that. I think it was because around that time I had also started learning stuff about my mother because I don't live with my mom and stuff like that. I think that was one big reason I started to learn, like, you know, what happened. You know, my family started telling me this happened and that led to this. I think that was one big reason for me that I started to get anxiety. Of course, I didn't know what it was, like I said, until it lasted for around 3 weeks, and I couldn't really get rid of it. Like, it would come and go certain times of the day. I never really knew when it would come, So I went to the doctor, and then they diagnosed me with anxiety. They gave me some medicine. And the medicine kind of helped, but I have to say it's really a mental thing. Like, it's really something you have to get over mentally. I don't like that could be just a personal thing, or maybe it's a thing for a lot of people. But for me, it was medicine kind of helped. Like, it stopped coming every day, every 3 4 days or something like that, like once a week. But I still had it. It didn't stop it from really coming and really affecting me. At that point, after around a month or so, I just really stopped eating, and lost around 15 or less pounds in a month. And it really started to affect me physically at that point. And that's the first part of my anxiety story, you know what I mean? That's kind of it. But I don't think people who have never really had anxiety really get it, because they think it's like, oh, you're fine, calm down. That's not how it works. We kind of try to tell ourselves that, but for me, it didn't work. It's like me sitting down by myself trying to tell myself that didn't work. Me isolating myself sometimes would work, but really just affected me worse, if anything. There really is no, let me, excuse me, let me know if there's any ways that, you guys got rid of anxiety, or if there was any way you guys found out to kind of keep it at bay, not get it so much, or kind of how to control it. For me, to control it a little bit, or whatever you want to say, I kind of learned to control it. It took me having to like convince myself not to do this, or you're fine, nothing's gonna happen. And it took a lot of mental thinking for me to be able to do it. So I don't know. I really don't know on that part. How to control it. It was just something that it just stopped, and I had it again last year, during the summer. It came back, and that's what I'm saying. It took a lot of mental for me to be able to get over it again and stuff like that. But back on topic here, the word anxiety in general is used a lot, and for teens, I think anxiety comes from family wanting them to do this, or maybe it's peer pressure, other people saying, you should do this, you should do this, so you're a pussy if you don't do this, you know what I mean? I feel like that's where a lot of anxiety comes from, because, drugs and stuff are involved when you get into high school and you start becoming a teen and growing up, And so I feel like that's one part of anxiety right there as a teenager. Is that, and family problems are a big thing for a lot of people I know. Mostly it's like, oh, my anxiety is pretty much caused from a family drama, my family telling me I shouldn't do this, but that's how I want to live my life. The way I kind of see it is, do what you want as long as you know that's what you want. You know what I mean? If you think that it's a bad decision, and you think that it will affect you years from now, you shouldn't do it. You should not do it if you think that in the future this will affect you. That's the way I think about everything going into a situation nowadays. Like, that's how you should, stop, think, wait a minute. Know what I mean? Like, stop and wait. Think about it. Think, is this what, is going to get me into trouble? Live your life the way you want to. I feel like that's one way to kind of get anxiety to calm down. if you're not living your life how you want to, anxiety can take over. If you're living somebody else's life, anxiety can take over you and really grab a hold on you because you're just so frustrated that it kind of takes over. There's one part I'm thinking could be a big reason. And family in general, you know, always getting yelled at because you're a teenager. Maybe you're one of those teens who don't really stay at home. Maybe you leave and you don't come back to 2-3 in the morning. You know, and so you always getting yelled at, and maybe you're drinking, smoking, stuff like that. And so just life is not, you feel like life isn't good. So anxiety is what's there. So to take your mind off of that, the anxiety, you try drinking, you try smoking, you try doing drugs and stuff like that. And that is really a big, big part also, you know, trying to, if, you know, everything you've tried has not worked, you're sitting there trying to get over it and it just doesn't, you know, some people just resort to drinking and smoking and doing drugs, or, you know, always being around their friends 24/7, just not coming home, you know, going out to 2-3 in the morning. Anxiety is a bunch of things, which was kind of the point of this, you know, talk about it. If you're having anxiety, best thing to do instead of shutting yourself up, not doing anything about it or just trying to push it away, it's never going to go away. Talk to someone, talk to anyone that you think will sit down and listen to you. Thank you for listening, if you listened, and that's it. I'll see you guys later.